Blog Talk Radio.
And a good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is, to listeners anywhere here on this planet. Or I could just go ahead and get cordial and say, or any planet that anybody might be listening. Welcome to another, and as yet again, unscheduled edition of Shut Up and Listen. I'm your host, The Voice, broadcasting live from New York City on this June 2nd, 2015. And what a June 2nd, 2015 it is here in New York City. And for those who want to call on this most unusual weather for June 2015, June 2nd in New York City, for those of you who want to call in, the number is area code 714-816-4604. That's again, area code 714-816-4604. Now, the reason why I said it's such an unusual day, or the weather has been unusual, last week it was hot here. I mean, it was hot. Anybody that was here would know it. It was hot. It was warm. It was above average for this time of year. Now, this week, it's below average. And I had said before, in fact, you know, in conversation, I had even told my wife, I don't remember, down through the decades, a June 2nd that was as cool and rainy. In other words, it's been rainy all day. It was rainy yesterday, and yesterday it was rainy and windy. I guess it's the fringe effects of the hurricane stuff and the flooding that's been, the bad storming that's been taking place out in the Midwest down to the Southwest. You know, where my wife's niece lives in Texas there. And they had been hit quite hard, it turns out. And I think that part of it, in effect, was why we got the weather the way it was here. Now, what we have here, and I don't know if this is factual or not, it looks like I'm offline again. That's a bunch of crap. I hate when I keep going offline here on the studio board. But anyway, as it is, as it turns out, I had talked about how it had been bad, you know, today for June 2nd, and how it had been bad yesterday for June 2nd. And I couldn't quite understand, or not a matter, it's not for me to understand. I had just couldn't recall seeing a June 2nd like that. And why, you might ask, why would I remember June 2nd more than any other day? It was because it was on June 2nd. You know, you all have dates that you remember. We all have dates. June 2nd was the day I went in the Army, all the way back in 1967, in the age of Aquarius and, you know, peace and love and turn on, tune in, drop out, all the things that were prevalent back then, do your thing, you know, all the catchphrases that were popular back then, right up to I'm black and I'm proud even, and all of that. And, you know, I still, well, I, you know, liked the era at that time, and I went in, and it was all that going on. And in spite of the fact that there was a raging war going on at the same time. But this is why I remember, because the day I went into the Army, it was a beautiful day, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great day. It was a beautiful day. So this is why I'm saying, I mean, I've had June 2nds that I can remember where it was cloudy. I had June 2nds where I can remember where it was rainy, but never where it was cloudy and cold and rainy, not on June 2nd. And tomorrow is supposed to be a little better here in New York City, but not a whole lot, still below season. And when you juxtapose that with the kind of weather we had last week, it all comes off as, you know, a bit off-putting. and it starts to make you wonder, I mean, what's going on with nature out here now? I mean, there's so much, I mean, you know, snowstorms during the winter in places that they hadn't had them, heat waves in other places. And here in New York, two very bad winters back-to-back, and an even worse one this year up in Boston. I don't know. And maybe it's because, who knows, maybe it's because there's so much microwave frequency in the air now. Everybody's got cell phones. Everybody has wireless internet. Everybody has radio transmissions, everything. The air is one big mass of electricity and microwave transmission. Who knows? That might have an effect on things. It might even have an effect on the behavior of some people without them even knowing it. Just speculation on my part from a non-professional, but that doesn't make it any less possible. All right? This is the way I look at it, because there is a lot of stuff in the air now. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of stuff out there now. And once again, like I say, if anybody wants to call in, area code, the phone number is area code 714-816-4604. Last week, I read in the paper, this guy got his name reinstated. He had applied for something. I forget now. It's too bad I don't remember the whole story. But anyway, I think the guy was in Brooklyn here in New York. And what the whole thing was about, and he had gotten a letter back saying, no, they couldn't acknowledge that name. But then he finally went through a matter of legal wrangling and all, and it was amusing enough to make the paper. But in any event, the guy's name was God. That's correct. G-O-D, God. And his last name was Russian. In fact, it started with a G, too. A G-G. God, I can't remember. If I don't remember regular names, it's hard enough to remember Russian names now. But in any case, this is what the guy's name was. His first name was God. And who knows, in Russia, probably pronounced God or whatever. And it was also, I think, his grandfather's name. And he said, excuse me, that the name is a regular enough name in Russia. It's not an unusual name. And I can see, based on the spelling, where it would be a normal name in Russia. And what he said was that it wasn't viewed as a deity there. And I know there are people here in this country who would probably say, oh, he shouldn't use that name. He shouldn't use that name. And there are two reasons why he has every right, in my opinion, to use that name. First of all, God, from everything we've been taught, everything we've been told, is not the actual name of the supreme being or the supreme deity, you know, that's not his name. That's just what the supreme being, the supreme deity, is, a god. The name God was used before people even acknowledged one supreme being. I mean, most people know that now. I think most people know that. And it's a position. It's no different than saying chairman or president or general. You know, it's no different than saying any of those. It's a title. And that's what God was. It's never been an official religious name. Just like all the ancient gods had names, they were God of this, they were God of that. Secondly, just because in English it's pronounced God does not mean that it's pronounced God in any other language. Most people know that now. So while he was refused any kind of acceptance with using that name, might have been anybody's guess, but apparently people saw through it. But it just got me around to thinking about, you know, the title God and how the world, or, you know, maybe English-speaking world, and maybe people who have their names for God in other places. I mean, I don't care if it's Allah, I don't care if it's Dios, or any of the other names, it's not going to be called God. So this is where I'm saying look at the people that are named Allah. I know Muslims don't have a problem with that. You understand? So, as I say, it's not who he is. It's what he was. And that's in this language. I'm sure we have people out here from other countries whose name is Dio. And that doesn't mean that Greeks or even Spanish. I think it was Greek anyway, Dio. Dios, Dio. No, Dios is Spanish. But Greek. It doesn't mean that people are going to have a problem with that name. It's the title. It's the title. And it's, you know, right up there with all the other names. And I don't know of any names that become quarantined to a person simply because they come out of the Bible. Most people say, well, all name, well, a lot of people I've always said, heard, say all names come from the Bible. Well, if all names come from the Bible, then any name could be used, and there shouldn't be any problem with using them if all names come from the Bible. Not that I say I know anybody named Jehovah. Not talking about Jay-Z's nickname, Hova. You know, for all I know, he could be talking about the ultimate hovercraft and considering himself that or something of that sort, for all I know. But I can understand. I know what that's about. Still, I don't know anybody named Lucifer. I don't know of anybody named Satan. I once worked with a person who had a dog named Satan. But, you know, because it was supposedly a very big and protective German shepherd. But I don't know of any people with that name. So, but you go into Spanish-speaking countries, Jesus is used regularly. Everybody knows that. I even had a neighbor, a female. Her name was Christ. So it all depends on how a deity is pronounced in any language as to whether you can use a name or not. But the name God, if that's his name in Russian, that's how it's pronounced. So that's fine. It's no different than when we say we see something or we look and we see something in Spanish, the word see is yes. So it's all about language. Here in this country, we talk about things in collective, a bunch of us, and we'll say we. And that's us. It's we. But in French, it's yes. So everything is all about language. It's not about whether that name is allowed to be used or not. It's what language context is put in. Anyway, it's names. And what's in names anyway, you know? I mean, I look at the names out here now, especially some of the names that, well, you know, it's a big thing anyway, with a lot of the people with the names they give their kids now, you know. And it's not just a matter of even the black names out of the hood, you know. Yeshantoyas and Yeshaniquas, but it's also a lot of the people, especially in show business, with the names they give people. Apple and Sailor. And then Satchel. Well, there was Satchel Paige, I understand. There were people like that. But, you know, it seems like people are getting further away from Robert or Bill or Dick, even though names like Joshua and all those, they're still around and they're still nice. But, you know, I'm digressing. I'm getting away from that. What I am saying is that, anyway, what's in a name? I think about the rappers. And then it dawned on me some of the names I hear that rappers have, you know, and the names rappers have had for years and the nicknames they've had. And now the names that they take as their official names, you know, the only one, 50 Cent, you will see his name mentioned a lot of times, Curtis Jackson. But then you have cats like Wiz Khalifa, and I have to admit, I don't know Wiz Khalifa's real name. I'm sure people, hey, my daughters, and they're adults too, probably know his name. I don't. What I do know is somehow, to me, the name Wiz Khalifa Sounds like it should be a character in the Star Wars franchise. Yes, Darth Vader seeks a meeting with Wiz Khalifa. Or Han Solo flew to the stronghold of Wiz Khalifa in order to confer with him. That's what it sounds like to me. But like I say, what's in a name? Now, moving on to stuff that's on my mind besides the light talk here. Over the frigging weekend, last week, two stories caught my mind here, one in Washington, D.C., and one right here in New York City. And the one that caught my mind in Washington, D.C., had me questioning what kind of pathetic waste of humanity, and I don't take that back, what kind of pathetic waste of humanity takes an innocent, random person and uses them for a shield against an attempted shooting? But that's what this guy did in D.C. Some other guy rolled up on him on a bike, say some dreadlock cat, rolled up on him on a bike. He snatched this young woman who was a journalist for one of the local publications or free publication week. Anyway, she was a young journalist, not a big name. It doesn't matter what she was innocent of everything that was going on there. And he pulled her in front of him, and this guy drilled her full of holes. She died. She died. That is as heartless, that is as cowardly, that is as callous as a human being can get. And there was nothing I read in there about the person's name who did this or whether he was caught. And for me, that was the aggravating part about it, too. This guy wasn't caught. And to do that and to get this innocent woman killed who was just getting ready to board a train when this guy comes up on a bike to drill this other guy. And in my opinion, in my honest opinion, I don't think the world would be in much of a loss if he did get drilled full of bullets like this guy was coming up to do. I don't think so. So, I was taken aback by that. And then, within the same week, right there, right here in Queens, New York, here's a guy. He is a young chef, and he was starting on a chef job the very next day in a restaurant. He gets caught in a crossfire, and now he's dead in a crossfire that he had nothing to do with. He was going to visit a relative or going home to visit family or going to visit friends. It doesn't matter. The fact is that this young guy, he was innocent, and he got caught in a crossfire that he had nothing whatsoever to do with. So here we are. We're still making noise about the police violence, and we should. We should. And about the killings, because some cops have exhibited behavior and actions that still baffle me. Because it seems like some of the things they do, they know it's going to cause an outcry. And they would try to be a little more careful and try to be a little more cautious. But, you know, and I'm saying, what was the cop thinking to do this? Like the guy in Charleston, the cop that shot the gentleman in the back in Charleston, unloaded a pistol in his back. And if I were a cop, I'd be mad as hell at him. Why would you do something as dumb as that? What kind of, I doubt it, what kind of dumbass action was that? When I got to go out here every day to the public, and I got to look at the public, and they got to look at me, and I got to be vilified when all I'm trying to do is my damn job, man. And you're going to go and do something like this. This is the way I would feel as a cop. But be that as it may, I understand that police should be held to a higher standard. And I understand that the criminal element is always going to whack each other probably as long as humankind exists, boys and girls. But the innocent, that's where the community should make more noise than when the police whack somebody. the amount of innocent people that get killed, the amount of people who get caught in straight crossfire, the mothers, the sons, the daughters, the grandparents, the children, all the people that get caught in stray bullet crossfires or stray bullets from around the neighborhoods, and we don't make enough noise about that. And the more noise communities make, the more some elements are going to look at and comment. And when I'm talking about the more noise that some communities make, I'm saying the more noise some communities make about deaths only happening at the hands of the police, or our youth are dying at a alarming rate at the hands of police, which is not true. They're dying, yes, but not at the rate people are dying in our own hands in the neighborhoods. That's what I'm talking about. And the more noise communities make, the more some elements who lean to the extreme opposite end and going to look at and comment on what's going on in those communities where all the police activity takes place. And they will turn around and say, I mean, you read the letters in the paper. Boy, they made as much noise about killings in their own neighborhood of each other. Things would probably turn around a little better. And in some cases, it hurts to have to admit it. But it's right. But you know how people are looking at things, because they're saying, hey, you're talking about all this crap that's happening with the police, but look at what's happening in your neighborhood with or without the police. And once again, you know, I understand a higher standard expectation from police, but the communities need to make stronger and direct effort to stop or at least curtail incidents like the two I just mentioned, the one in Washington and the one that just happened here in New York. Those two that took place this past week. And I know it's no easy solutions, but we have to focus on neighborhood quality of life. Parents have to get involved more. Parenting and making youth respect the community, making youth respect people, people in the community making youth respect the community, and people not turning a blind eye or not even putting pressure on PD to do effective work. Put pressure on the PD to do more effective work instead of just putting pressure on PD every time PD shoots somebody in the neighborhood. And getting rid of the don't snitch mentality. Now, I know that sounds wrong to some people, and some people are going to say, oh, you're a sellout, you're naive, you don't know what's happening, but I'll be damned. Getting rid of the don't snitch mentality sounds wrong, but there's no measure that are not needed. There's no way that measures like that are not needed. Explain, you know, when I explain that to people, and now I look at people on TV, this one guy, his brother was shot at somebody, and this is a black guy too, and he says, we need to bring back the stop and frisk. And by the way, that's something else to talk about. That's all over the papers. There's a spike in gun violence now here in New York City. And when I research it and look at it more, I'll see what's happening in other cities too. But there, yeah, in Jersey, in Newark, there's a spike in gun violence also. And I'm trying to remember that I read something like that in Jersey City. But yes, there's a spike in gun violence here. And people will turn around and say, well, in those big organized crime neighborhoods, you know, like the mafia and all of that stuff back in the old days, people didn't snitch, people didn't tell. Well, that's because, boys and girls, there wasn't so much crime in their neighborhood as there were organized crime people. But their neighborhoods, they didn't tolerate stuff getting out of hand in their neighborhood, not in the neighborhoods where they live, not in the neighborhoods where they raised their families, not in the neighborhoods where they raised their children. That was the difference. And it was because of that. It was expressly because of that that people said, oh, well, they didn't snitch in those neighborhoods. People knew who the people were, but stuff just, their neighborhoods were in armed camps. Hey, they might have turned a lot of other neighborhoods in armed camps or made money off other neighborhoods in tons, in piles, in droves. But the neighborhoods themselves that they lived in were not turned into armed camps, all right? Now, back to what I was saying about that. Until we can finally find ways to focus on being more effective and not always going into the comfort zone in our neighborhoods, nothing is going to change. We can't keep going on and only noticing when the cops do something and then don't notice a damn thing when somebody else does something. Somebody gets shot. Nobody saw something. And you can even report things anonymous. Nobody saw anything. Cops shot somebody. Everybody sees that. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw what happened. And until we can change or have to change our way of thinking in neighborhoods and show respect for our own neighborhoods, and that is respect for your own neighborhood, then nothing's going to change. Yeah, until we start to show more respect. You can name streets after all the African leaders, after all the Black American leaders and people of historical figures you want. But if the way of thinking, if the way of looking at things to say we're going to remain the same, nothing is going to change. All right? Everything will stay the same. However, what's not staying the same, moving on to another topic, is Bruce Jenner. Bruce ain't Bruce no more. Now Bruce is Caitlyn Jenner. And to wrap this thing up here now, I don't know. The whole thing is bizarre now. And here the guy is. I guess I should say she now. Everybody's referring to her as she. Is saying, call me Caitlyn. And Caitlyn Jenner. And Caitlyn still has a penis. I understand. Or I've heard talk that she will get that removed eventually. Otherwise, I'm saying, hey, that's just a cross-dressing male, if you're going to keep the penis. But I don't know. You know, you don't want to vilify people. You don't want to sound homophobic. She's saying that after all these years, she knew she was a woman all these years, and waited until 65 to finally come clean with it. I'm not buying all of it. I don't know. Some things just don't resonate right with me concerning the whole situation. But I don't know how to look at so much of what's happening now. It's like my oldest daughter said. It's like somehow she was reading a book of life and it was going fine, and then she turned the page and several pages were snatched out. And all of a sudden, this is where we are now. Now, with Caitlyn Jenner, or who used to be Bruce, I like that. The woman who used to be Bruce, I looked on a Vanity Fair cover that they have on the front of the New York Daily News here and probably every other paper in the country. And, you know, got her in this sex pot image and enhanced breasts and got her looking younger than she actually is, her 65 years of age. And I'm saying, and if you got to be, go transgender. And like used to be. But why the sex pot? Why not a classic lady in a gown? Anything, you know. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wind up at 65 being made to look like a dowager. But what are you going for? Now that you admit you want to be a woman, you want to look like a 25-year-old now? Is that what you're doing? I don't understand all of it now. Hey, before I could talk at length about it, which I had planned on doing, and if there's any listeners, they're probably that he's not doing. But I have 1 minute left on this broadcast. And you know what? I remember Snapple. Snapple has all these interesting things, you know, like a duck's quack has no echo. But now this sounds more like something that might have come from Seth MacFarlane or somebody, you know, from Family Guy. My oldest daughter showed me this cap, and it said, horses can't vomit. This was under the cap of a Snapple. And I'm saying, well, gee, who wants to read a fact like that when you're drinking a Snapple? I tell you, folks, I don't know who thought that up. I don't know why they thought that up. But I tell you, I saw wave energy going through the air. Anyway, I'll do a broadcast again, probably on my scheduled time, at 11 o'clock on Thursday night. In the meantime, you have been listening to Shut Up and Listen, and you have a good night.